Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of the 808 Podcast. Podcast where we take business owners, CEOs, marketing people, C-suite, whoever else I feel like. It is 4 questions in 8 minutes and 8 seconds because 808 looks like Bob. Here's the timer. Here we go. Question number one, a few sentences. Tell me who you are and what do you do?
Well, thanks for having me, Bob. My name is Matt Wilkinson. I am a 20-year-plus entrepreneur business builder, currently building a company called SameSide that is reimagining B2B commerce to make it easier and faster for buyers to solve their most complex problems.
Love it. Love it. Question number two, Matt, what advice do you want to share? Go.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, let me start with a really quick problem statement. So today, B2B buyers are struggling with the confidence, trust, and breaking through the noise to actually solve their problems, because that's what buyers are trying to do. They're trying to solve a problem. And so, you know, our take at SameSide, but also what I've been, you know, preaching and working through for the last decade is how to actually engage today's business buyers like you would if you were a consumer business. And so a couple ways to do that, right? One is to not think about additional inundation or overwhelming the buyer. You know, sales tech has, you know, opened up a number of opportunities to get in front of the buyer today. But as we found, and as kind of the market is seeing with this pendulum swing, is buyers are coming more and more callous and blind to this noise. So, you know, you want to make it a receptive process, meaning how do I get my buyers to come to me in a confident, trusted way and want to work with me? And first and foremost, brand has to be put to the side. That is something I recommend to every customer that I work with, is brand has to be secondary. It has to be aligned to solving their problems. You know, one of the reasons we called our company SameSide is because it's all about the sellers and buyers coming to the same side of the table to work together. That's, as a company, what you need to do. And a couple of ways to do that. One, make sure you talk about the problem, the problem, the problem. How do I align with what the buyer is trying to do and why? On a business level, on a personal level, how do I break down my marketing material, my buyer journeys, my conversations during the sales process to make it about them and their problem? That's it. You know, they won't pay attention today, at least a large degree, if it's not focused on their problem, because solutions are, you know, there's a million of them out there right now. And really the ones that differentiate are those that align to the problem. So make sure that you are talking to the exact problem, making sure that you are talking to the right audience that has that problem. And then when you are in a sales process, make sure that the 90% of the conversations you have is all about what the buyer needs and why. And you'll see that it's not about a sales process. It's not about, you know, getting through a funnel. It's about the buyer telling you why they want to do something and how fast they need to do it. And so, you know, all companies need to rethink their approach to getting in front of these modern buyers. And the best way is to align to their problems and align to their urgencies. And that's it.
I love it. I love everything there. Also, one thing I like to add on the basically treating people like, you know, humans is one of the things that I do in my process for there is I always, because I talked about me being an upfront guy. So if I'm doing a cold call, literally, this is the first thing I say to you. Hey, Matt, just to let you know, this is a cold call. Feel free to hang up if you want to. Or, and then I start talking about a little bit about what we did that one sentence.
Absolutely.
So absolutely. That whole
thing. Nope. I love that idea. I mean, human, but also just, you know, I love the, I've been in your shoes before, you know, and not all salespeople can do that, but you can relate through a story. A story is, I just talked to another CIO. They are just struggling with this. And just puts you all of a sudden at the same level of them. You've heard this problem. You know it's something that they're dealing with. So you're in their shoes. You're feeling their pain. That goes a long way, especially with cold calls.
It does. It does. Let's get to question number three. So what other top CEOs, C-suites, influencers, marketing people, et cetera, that you know that you want to give a shout out to?
Yeah, absolutely. I'll name two. One, David Hirsch. So he's the ex-CEO of Jive Software, took him public. Him and I have been kind of partners in crime for a long time, but Dave does something unique. He actually buys businesses that have kind of gone through the bubble of VC investment that have kind of lost their way. And he gets them what he calls back into fighting shape. So an absolutely amazing guy to know, amazing guy to work with, somebody that everybody should reach out to and connect with. Second, Alexei Robila. He is the CEO of BetterUp. It is a company that has just, you know, broken through all the kind of ceilings of mental health. You know, they approach it through employee engagement and employee coaching. He's done amazing at building this company. So great, another great person to know.
And did you say BetterUp or BetterHealth?
BetterUp.
BetterUp. Okay, just making sure of that part there. So number four, final fun question. Tell me about your most epic sale.
Yeah, this is a fun one. So back in 2010, I was the first executive for a company called Socialcast. We grew it, from zero to, you know, a good amount of revenue in 18 months and ended up selling it to VMware. But part of that process to sell it to VMware was we also had to sell them an enterprise license beforehand. So for 6 months, I had to balance between selling an enterprise license and doing diligence and positioning our company to be sold. So I had to, you know, wear different name tags. I had to show up differently. The last demo to sell the enterprise license, being the catalyst to the company sale, was us going in front of 20 executives, and the AWS crashed 5 minutes before. And I was on Yahoo Messenger at the time with our entire engineering team. They spun up a backup instance, and we were able to demonstrate and get the deal. But talk about like the most stressful demo I've ever had to do with so much on the line.
I can see, yeah, that's a lot of money on the line, that part there. So you've got 1 minute and 31 seconds left. Promo time. Ask me a question. Talk about the weather, whatever you want, or we can end early. Go for it.
When I talked about the problems that buyers are facing today, it's been something that's been an itch I've been looking to scratch for over a decade. And that's what led me to, you know, create this idea of Same Side and just, you know, give your audience a little bit more about what we're doing. The idea of Same Side is to bring buyers in an automated way, give them a visualization of what their problem solving process would look like, created by other experts like themselves, and then automatically matching them with the right vendors that can help them solve those problems. So we remove so much of the inefficiency and noise from the process. So that, you know, that's it. I'll end with that. It's my quick blurb. That's what I do.
Perfect. You pulled it off there. 4 questions in 8 minutes and 8 seconds. And why is it 8 minutes and 8 seconds, Matt?
Because 808 looks like Bob.
I love it. Your website, say it real quick.
Sameside.io.
It's in the description. It's magic. Matt, thank you so much for being on. Tip of the hat to you.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Bob.
You're welcome. If everyone else watching or listening, I am legally required to tell you to like, share, comment, subscribe, thumbs up, ring the bell, whatever the heck the social media network tells you to do. You all have a wonderful day, and I'll talk to you later. Bye.